What would you do if someone told you they wanted you to do some work for them and that you can't tell anyone? Not your mother, not your brother, and not your best friend. And if you agree to help, you can never back out, not ever, no matter what. You must help until the very end. Would you be brave enough? Could you do it? The story of For Freedom takes place in Cherbourg, France. Cherbourg is located in northern France and lies on the English Channel, very close to Normandy, and in an area that has a huge impact in World War II, which is when our story takes place. Our story is about Suzanne David, a young girl who lives in Cherbourg and wants to become an opera singer. One day, when she was 13, she and her best friend were given permission to leave their boarding school and go into town to the beach to study. This one choice had a huge impact on Suzanne's life. While there, the Nazis bombed the town square where Suzanne was. She has bombs explode around her and watches as a family friend is ripped apart by them. Her arms and legs become embedded with shrapnel, and when the bomb ends, we see the true strength of Suzanne. She doesn't panic, get sick, or run, but stays with the body until help arrives. Shortly after this, the Nazis invade and take over the northern France. Suzanne and her family are forced out of their homes so that the Nazis can station troops in it. Her family is forced to find a new place to live, and her new bedroom is a pantry. The Nazi invasion is not short and lasts several years. During this time, she gets a music tutor and finishes her schooling. When her schooling is all finished, Suzanne joins the Cherbourg Opera Company. Finally, Suzanne and her family are allowed to return to their house when the troops are stationed elsewhere. When they return home, they find everything, including the toilet, has been taken out of their house. It's bare bones. Suzanne and her family work hard to try and make life as good as it was before the war. But with rationing and the propaganda and the Nazi rule, this is very hard. One day, while helping her mother in the kitchen, Suzanne slips and cuts her chest with a knife. They don't have any medicine, and the chest cut turns into an abscess. She has to go to the doctor and have the abscess cut and drained, with no medicine. Because she is so strong and brave, the doctor asks her to do something for him, to work for him. Suzanne's story is the true story of one very brave, strong girl who lives through the horrors of World War II. Will Suzanne be brave enough to work for the doctor? What will she do? Read this amazing story to find out.